Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Here we are, ladies and gentlemen, busting out of the gates yet again. Like a cross between the Kool-Aid man and Schlitz malt liquor busting through the wall. What a ridiculous analogy. We're going to be here for the next 3 hours today. Jesse Ventura, who's been out of the United States the last 5 months, will be joining us today to talk about a host of issues, election 2012, the future of his TV show Conspiracy Theory that's mysteriously not aired, even though it's been done for 3 or 4 months. His lawsuit against the Navy SEAL, he says, lied that they ever met or that he ever punched him out or that Ventura ever said that he was glad that troops were dying. That is all coming up the third hour today. In the meantime, I've really had time now to cogitate and to go through the permutations in my mind of what I really think about the Ron Paul, Rand Paul developments, with Ron Paul conceding on the same day that his son came out and endorsed Mitt Romney. And I understand both sides, those that are outraged by it and those that are saying, hey, this is political. But I can't help the fact that Ron Paul wouldn't do something like this. And they say, well, Rand isn't Ron. But they advertised him as that. And, you know, the Iran sanctions and, you know, spun that it was really anti-war. And then now the statements by the campaign that, well, you know, politically, this will make Republicans like us if we endorse Mitt Romney. This will make the party like us. We'll support the Patriot Act then. Support domestic checkpoints. Support drones in the skies. Support letting the military operate domestically. Support torture. And you'll be George W. Bush, and you can get the mainline country club rhinos who wouldn't know freedom if it bit them in the hind end behind you. I mean, there you go. So I don't think the hatred that I'm seeing of Rand Paul and Ron Paul right now, and I'd say 70% of people, I've seen the polls, the numbers out there, absolutely hate your guts now because they loved you. And so when they feel betrayed, it gets nasty. It's almost like a woman who's been scorned. She's got the, you know, hots for you politically, and then you slap her upside the head. I mean, she's going to hate your guts, something fierce. Another 20% or so say that they get it and understand why it happened to a certain extent, but still don't like it. And 10% are just sad. So I'm going to briefly, later in the hour, give you my take on that and some new developments. Some good news out of the Paul camp. Lawyers for Ron Paul file civil rights lawsuit. A Navy drone has crashed in Maryland, and they're announcing little bitty switchblade drones, which I knew about 12 years ago. They're basically model airplanes with a hand grenade or missiles. They can either fly into you and blow up or fire little missiles at you, shotguns, you name it. That's why when we did our drone shoot down thing a few weeks ago that went viral, drone shot down over Texas, if you haven't seen the video, you know, we point out a lot of the government drones are actually just consumer-grade weaponized. And the meme by the jealous trolls of our viral video was, these aren't drones. Well, yeah, they're not predators. They're not reapers at 10,000, 30,000 feet. They are what you're going to be facing is just tons of super cheap weaponized drones, which police departments, yeah, I told you years ago they were going to weaponize drones. Oh, conspiracy theorist, fearmonger. Now it's happening. Hey, don't be a fearmonger. We need weaponized drones killing us. Government's been taken over. It's in an arms race against the people. It's a very simple equation. We're going to get into it. Also, carbon taxes being pushed on U.S. farmers. That's out of ABC. It's also happening in Australia. Continuing here, Congresswoman lashes out at TSA for hiring pedophiles and child pornographers. New article on that. And there's a new video out of a woman screaming, she's molesting me, somebody help me. Woman passenger cries for help at airport after security of invasive search by female TSA. Why don't they hire Jerry Sandusky?
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just 3 of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Alli-Van has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Alli-C or Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's C-A-R-N-I-V-O-R-A.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You have found it, the front lines in the info war, the tip of the spear. I'm Alex Jones, your host, dedicated to liberty, freedom, the Constitution, the Second Amendment, private property, family, small government, liberty in our time. I want to win the future, as Obama says. I want to win it from globalist criminals and their front men like Barack Hussein Obama. Former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura, fresh back from Mexico, has filed suit, and it's already started to go to court, against the Navy SEAL sniper that claims he punched him out. Jesse Ventura has the owner of the bar and other Navy SEALs ready to go to court that it never happened. Total baloney. So, but that's not the main reason Jesse's joining us. He'll give us his take on election 2012, Rand Paul endorsing Goldman Sachs minion Mitt Romney, and more coming up in the third hour today. In the meantime, Hillary Clinton is calling for airstrikes and ground forces, and you've seen the Secretary of Defense calling for boots on the ground in Syria, and even mainstream news admits that it's actual al-Qaeda. Just type in al-Qaeda in Syria, al-Qaeda uniforms, al-Qaeda flag in Syria, and it is real al-Qaeda wearing black al-Qaeda uniforms with the al-Qaeda flag, engaging in massacres, blaming it on Assad, blowing up buildings, bombing police stations, and it just shows the utter and total contempt that the globalist and the controlled collaborator media have for the people of America and the West, that they're like, oh my gosh, give all your rights up. Al-Qaeda garden gnomes are hiding under every bed. But Al-Qaeda is being used to attack the Serbs again. Al-Qaeda is being used to run drugs out of Albania. Al-Qaeda is being used against the Iranians. Al-Qaeda is being used everywhere. And there's an article at Infowars.com saying U.S.-Israel attack on Syria, you know, goes into overdrive. Israel actually doesn't like the Arab Spring, at least on the surface. Israel, actually, there's some evidence, is propping up Assad to a certain extent because they understand this is part of a larger order out of chaos situation. That's why you've had the former head of Mossad and most of their military come out and say, don't attack Iran. This will create a global conflagration. So it's not all just one monolithic situation that's unfolding here. This is all part of the order out of chaos strategy, like putting Al-Qaeda in, NATO funding them to go in and take over Libya and run up the Al-Qaeda flag. I mean, this is in the L.A. Times. This is in Reuters. They don't even deny it, but they report it very calmly. That, oh, yeah, okay, yeah, Al-Qaeda out of Saudi Arabia, yeah, yeah, some of the folks, here's their names that fought U.S. forces in Iraq. Yeah, and then they quote them going, I kill Americans in Iraq, now I kill Gaddafi. And it's like, what? 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 And again, there's that disconnect here where we're told the police have to pull you over and take you to jail if you got marijuana on you, but our troops for a decade publicly grow the opium and load it on C-130s and fly it into the Europe and the United States. And they show the troops growing it and guarding it. And they go, well, we have to do this or Al-Qaeda will get it and make money. What? Al-Qaeda was created by the globalist. The real Taliban, the one that said, show us the proof of Al-Qaeda doing this, we'll hand them over to you for 9/11. Those are the guys that got arrested. The establishment Taliban, they got flown out to safety. That came out in the Financial Times of London, Newsweek magazine. I cover it in my film, Road to Tyranny. Opium production went from less than 10% to 93% in 2011. We haven't gotten new numbers for this year yet. Look it up. 93% of world opium production from less than 10% under the Taliban. Oh, yes, the troops better help grow it or the Taliban and Al-Qaeda will get the money. NATO uses Al-Qaeda to control Kosovo and Albania to ship the goodies by ground as well all over Europe. This is not debated. There have been countless whistleblowers in NATO, in the UN, about this. NATO is a narcotics and sex trafficking organization. Look it up. Just type in NATO sex trafficking. UN sex trafficking, NATO drug trafficking, UN drug trafficking. I mean, we're talking about, that's where the $500 billion a year in opium out of Afghanistan, opium, heroin, cocaine, all of it here in the U.S. alone, $500 billion a year. $500 billion just in what's consumed here. And again, you know the big banks are laundering that, and they're constantly caught doing it. We deposited money in a local bank. I'm like, you know, we shouldn't use big national banks. You know, we have an account for the InfoWars operation and payroll in a Texas bank, but it's still globalist connected. Let's go to a really, you know, smaller bank. So we start putting money in there that we pay for everything with. And it's all coming directly from, you know, companies, advertisers, things like that. And they call up my wife and they go, what is this money? We have to prove this isn't laundered money. And we're like, You have to, you know, we have to investigate this. And we're like, really? Well, the big banks launder drug money publicly. And you can just type in Alex Jones and the name of the company. It's a media operation. This is advertising stuff. And it's not even that much money. And you got hundreds of billions being laundered a year by these big banks. And then you start depositing, you know, $50,000, $60,000 to pay for the rent. And the employees, payroll and the power bill. And it's like, what is this money? What is this money with the business account? What is it? What is it? I mean, it's a joke. The whole police state is focused on the law abiding, absolutely in our face. I've tried to go in before and said, I want $3,000 cash. Well, what do you want that for? Sorry, we don't have it. Okay, I'm leaving this bank. Well, we're going to file a report on you. Well, file one with a narcotics trafficking government. Shut up! All right, I'm going to stop right there. I've got all this news, and I'm already digressing. It's just so frustrating to have criminals running the government and the big mega corporations, and they've got the total police state behind them and the regulators behind them, and they do whatever they want. And then you now, even in Texas, you drive up to an illegal checkpoint, been ruled illegal, and the cops want to search your car. And it's like, this is a joke. This is not about my security. This is about a police state. A police state never brings you security. And the founders spoke of this. Every major historian, this is common sense. We know the road we're going down leads to a very, very bad place. And if you think Mitt Romney's going to save you, I got a bridge I'm going to sell you. And no, Obama won't save us either. They're puppets. They're puppets. Only addressing the puppet structure will ever reverse anything. And you can't make a deal with puppetdom to have the puppet system think you're nice. And I'll cover this now, then I'm done talking about it today. Then I'm going to get into all the other news. And boy, is there a lot of it. The Ron Paul, Rand Paul bashing and anger has gotten out of hand. We cannot let the fact that Rand Paul is becoming a mainline Republican make us all tear each other apart. We're still going to agree with him on the Second Amendment. We're still going to agree with him on national sovereignty, the border, on not arresting people that sell raw milk. I mean, marijuana decriminalization, things like that. He is becoming neoconish on sanctions and wars. It's very sad, and he has endorsed Mitt Romney. And the response by the campaign is, hey, this is a quote I read yesterday by Jack Hunter, the official response, was, hey, Republican mainline people won't like us if we don't endorse Mitt Romney. Well, then, I mean, if you believe that, Ron Paul should have endorsed all the wars, not audit the Fed. You know, okay, I mean, we get it. There's no reason to be angry at Rand Paul or hating. I understand people get angry because they feel like it's a betrayal. But they want to say, hey, Rand is not Ron. Okay, fine. And Ron wants to coordinate things with him, announcing that, you know, they're not going to do anything with the delegates now. And that's all over. I mean, we knew it was over. I didn't like the playing people the last few months as if they were still going to win or something. Ron Paul supporters were calling me going, hey, the campaign says we're going to do something big with the delegates. And I said, you watch, they're not going to do that. And so I'm irritated by that. I'm irritated by him endorsing folks that are, you know, pro-property tax and CFR. I mean, there's been a lot of bad signs. And it's not like we have to feel bad in the gains we've gotten. The fact that Ron Paul, being anti-globalist, pro-constitution, really won the first few states and created such a phenomenon against the Republican establishment shows that the ideas of liberty can take over the Republican and Democratic parties, but at the grassroots. You're going to have to do it. And don't think you're going to get, because I've seen them campaign for liberty. This is the real issue. Go over people that are Ron Paul types and go for establishment people. So campaign for liberty, we hope will reverse what they're doing. But from the responses we've seen, it doesn't look like that's going to happen. And so there's not going to be hatred or anger. I'm not going to ever seek to get Ron Paul on this show again. Rand Paul, I'm done with him. Okay? I don't dislike him. I will remember them, who they were, fondly. And I will time from time when they do good things, point it out. And when they do bad things, I will point it out. They're just people kind of transferring into rhinos. Rand certainly is. Ron is not speaking out against it. And so, I mean, Rand comes out of him, comes out of his movement. We brought Rand to the table. And so Ron not criticizing this is a coordinated nod to it. So that's fine. That's your choice. I've seen publications come out here. Here is one out of NJ.com, the big New Jersey paper. It says, two words for those upset by Rand Paul endorsement of Mitt Romney. Grow up. Well, you know what? I am going to grow up. And break with the Pauls. So, okay, I grew up. And I'm going to come back with the condescension out of these folks on the other side with this. But, no, I mean, I'm grown up. I understand. You've got the Republican Party and Fox News now. You don't want us. You don't need us. In fact, they even say that in these articles. I understand.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are constantly suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural nutritional supplement that aids ailing bodies, usually within weeks. It has an exclusive formula of wildcrafted organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects from prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Visit HBExtract.com to learn more. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee. Visit HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jamb plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your leg will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
How much are you spending on your protein? Did you know that at normal cooking temperatures, you lose 50% or more of the amino acids that make up your protein? This means you're throwing away 50% of your money when eating cooked proteins, and you're burdening your organs of elimination. Proteins are vital to your health, but to get the full benefit, they must come into your bloodstream as undamaged amino acids. One World Whey is processed in a unique manner to protect the amino acids so they're easy to digest and use at the cellular level. The health benefits of undamaged whey protein are well documented. They are healing, reduced inflammation, increased levels of glutathione, detoxification, weight loss, muscle gains, more energy, and a better sense of well-being. If you want to have the energy to achieve your dreams, consider adding One World Whey to your diet. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Well, I'm not the kind of kissing. Well, I tell you, this has been going on for a long time, the preparations for this. Bob Chapman had sources inside U.S. embassies that told us this over a year ago. God rest his soul. But here's the articles out of Associated Press, you name it. They're up at InfoWars.com, boiled down in an article by Kurt Nemo, Globalist Plan, European Union, Police State Lockdown, DrudgeReport.com also has these articles. EU movement of money, people can be limited. That's the financial dictatorship. Those are called capital controls, and that's what the TSA is already doing. They ask you, what's this jewelry? What's this silver coin? what's this diamond? They're even questioning people's diamond rings now. I mean, it's beyond Guatemala or Nigeria. I mean, you want a front row seat to tyranny? The bankers didn't set up this police state because they wanted to play patty cake with you or keep you safe. They did this because they're going to implode things by design, as I've been telling you for over a decade, really 14 years since I had economist George Humphrey on and others, who said they're going to sell the world their fraudulent directives and their fraudulent derivatives. People, governments are going to sign on to those as too big to fail, and then they're going to raise taxes across the board to bankrupt the middle class and working class to transfer the money offshore. And it's now happening. They have appointed leaders now in places like Italy. They are calling them technocrats. And now they're saying, you know what? You're not going to get your money out of the country, and you're not going to withdraw. We're going to have bank holidays. And then after that happens here, I've talked to high-level stockbrokers, high-level government officials, and I've talked to other prominent people who've been told the exact same thing, that within a few months of this happening in Europe, they plan to bring it here. Now, exposing it may make them not do it, but if the cops all get in line and the military all gets in line, and if you get in line, they're going. There's a Federal Reserve report out today in the Associated Press where they said, since 2008, we've lost 40% of America's wealth. How do you do that? Well, when you base it all in fiat garbage and let $1,500 trillion be created that you're then signed on to, it's impossible to pay back. It's there to always rope you into paying into it to wreck the society. It's an anchor. It's a trillion-pound ball and chain. Yeah, there it is. Fed reports how much recession shrank U.S. wealth. Folks, it says 40%. That's a depression. And you notice we never left it. They told us 3 years ago the recession was over. It's all lies. But look at these headlines. EU movement of money, people can be limited. Associated Press. I've been telling you for years they're getting ready for that. Oh, that's that fearmonger. Hey, they're going to have weaponized drones in every city. Oh, shut up, you crazy. Hey, they're going to have RFID in all the products and tax you according to each item with RFID readers. It's going in Europe. Oh, it'll never happen. Oh, Miami just passed it? Oh, but I'm making it up. And again, people think if they just deny it, it'll be okay. No, it's not going to be okay. The more gullible we are, the worse it's going to get. Look at this. Discusses limiting ATM withdrawals. Disaster scenarios. Again, these are controlled disasters that they pose as the savior. You've got IMF chief Lagrange, IMF chief, warns world risk triple crisis. Oh, if you don't do exactly what they say. And it only gets worse each leg. We told you what would happen in 08. We told you how it would move to Europe and then back here. It's all been planned. And what does Lagrange say? This woman who's even against her own country. She's a Anglophile who hates the Francophiles, literally. She's known for that. This is a traitor against her country. And what does she say? She says, you need to shut up in Greece and pay more. By the way, she's exempt. The EU bureaucrats, look this up, are exempt from the taxes. I mean, you cannot imagine. I cannot imagine the magnitude, the sheer magnitude of the end your face arrogance and criminality of these commissars. And who sold Greece and Italy and Spain and the U.S. and all of them to sign on to the derivatives? Again, this isn't even derivatives the country's invested in that went belly up. That's part of the debt, less than 10%, if you look it up. And other entitlements, which are just there to entice you to sign on to the too big to fail. You know, you'll lose all the entitlements if you don't sign on to our too big to fail. It's their debt, and they're saying you're going to pay more. People are committing suicide en masse in Greece. They're dumping their children off at government facilities. The orphanages are overflowing. And the media says, oh, they're just lazy. Yeah, next you'll hear Americans are lazy, working on average 3 jobs. All right, I'm going to finish up with this and then briefly the Rand Paul thing and then a big transhumanism report I was going to get to yesterday and then your phone calls and then Jesse Ventura and big TSA molestation news. Again, I'm serious when I say this. They're hiring known child molesters to run every TSA facility. Why not just hire Jerry Sandusky?
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure. And it's available discounted at InfoWars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF 42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139.
Do you have a cell phone? Does your wireless cell phone provider allow you to get your service for free? How much money would free cell phone service save you? Introducing CellWealthForLife.com, the best-kept secret in the $210 billion cell phone industry. Imagine unlimited cell phone service, free every month, and get paid helping others do the same. Would you rather pay your cell phone bill to your provider every month, or would you rather pay yourself plus earn free services with CellWealthForLife.com? Yes, free unlimited calling, texting, and web access nationwide could be yours before you pay your next cell phone bill. Watch our video at CellWealthForLife.com, spelled CellWealth for life.com. Or call our recorded hotline for details at 559-546-1046. 559-546-1046. It's time to stop paying your cell phone bill and start making some serious money with CellWealthForLife.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Went down to Georgia. They were looking for a country to steal. They were in a bind because they were way behind.
The devil went down to Georgia. He was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind and he was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man sewing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, "Boy, let me tell you what. I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too. And if you'd care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now, you play pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul, because I think I'm better than you." The boy said, "My name's Johnny, and it might be a sin."
Oh, man, it is hard to turn off.
"I'm the best as ever been."
The gentleman singing right now.
"Play your fiddle hard.
Especially when I know the fiddle playing is coming up. And by the way, we are going to get Charlie Daniels back on the broadcast. He is really waking up to the entire New World Order program. Oh, this is a good part right here.
The devil opened up his case and he said, "I'll start this show." And fire flew from his fingertips as he rolled up his bow. And he pulled the bow across the strings and it made an evil hiss.
And a band of bureaucrats joined in. It sounded something like this. All right, I'm going to stop right now. That's enough. Thank you so much for that. Devil went down to Georgia. Okay, let me just mention the news I've got here. Let's just start over here on the right. On the border, guns, drugs, and a betrayal of trust. CNN. Why local towns caught selling guns to the Mexican drug cartels. So they want to muddy the waters talking about local corruption as well and the loss of trust. What about a story CNN about the tens of thousands of U.S. troops killed in secret chemical, biological, and radiological tests that have been declassified right through the 1980s and are still ongoing? You know, private, go in that room, nerve gas them, and then dissect their body and tell mama they died from the flu. You think that might be newsworthy? No, 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 no. That's so off-the-chart evil, CNN isn't going to tell you about it, even though it's a fact. See, when I see an article like that, that's what I think of. Oh, there was a loss of trust. The mayor and police were selling guns to drug dealers. Really? You think so? You think that might happen? Only naive morons don't know that's going on. I'd say half the towns in this country have narcotics, prostitute-running police departments involved in every evil you can imagine. Then you've got the other half, generally, who aren't involved in any corruption at all. It's like either or, generally. You either just got absolute corruption or you don't have hardly any. Because that's how things work in this world. They want to tell you it's all a bunch of gray stuff going on. Not in my experience. It's either they're not corrupt because they're not corrupt and it never gets started, or they're just totally corrupt. You know, I've had Frank Serpico on this show. Let's get Serpico back on. That was a big brownie point for you, getting him, John Bown. He was a listener, by the way, once we got him on. That was amazing. I want Frank Serpico. I'm like, how many of the other detectives were dealing drugs? Oh, 100% other than me. I thought it would be like 75% because I had another detective on who was from New York before Serpico's day. I forget his name. It was like in 2000, probably dead now, but he was in there in the 50s and 60s, and he said about 75%. And that's who they had to fire, was that many. Now they don't fire people for that. They kill you if you expose it. So what do? You decriminalize it so the police can't be corrupted by it. And then you regulate it like alcohol or something, and the tax people are so greedy, they'll make sure there's no black market in it or not as big a one because they're greedy for their money. You see, but instead the banks get all the money by making it illegal, and your house gets robbed so the druggie can get the overpriced drugs. You knock down the price of the drug, say 500%, all the money's out of it. All the little pimp drug dealers can't act tough all day and drive around in fancy cars. What drug dealer wants drugs to be legalized? The answer is zero, 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 zero. All right, I'm going to shut up. I just mentioned one article, never got to the others. Here's the big article I was just mentioning. Globalist plan, European Union police state lockdown. That's always been the plan. We told you that was coming. None of this is a brand new idea. The breakup is into the authoritarian state, holding everyone hostage, getting more power each step every year. Give us trillions more. Give us total control. This will fix it. You'll still get your pensions, police, as long as you shoot protesters. You'll still get your money as long as you don't let folks have their money. And then, of course, you'll end up losing your money in the end as well. European Union apparatchiks are preparing to lock down Europe following Greece's exit from the euro. And again, it hasn't exited yet, but they're talking about it. And they're openly saying that they will control ATM withdrawals, subjecting the citizens of member states to rigorous border checks, imposing capital controls as a worst-case scenario should Athens decide to leave the euro, Reuters reports. And again, they'll suck Greece a lot more dry than other countries before they do that. Greece is 2% of the economy over there. It's a total red herring. But you notice they left all the big border checkpoints in and set up internal ones within the countries. They got rid of the borders being manned most of the time, to let all the foreigners pour in to take jobs and drive down wages and be blocks that would vote against the regular citizens. Now, though, they're announcing, and this was announced a few weeks ago, but only because they were having some summits, but now it's going to be permanent. Oh, we're sorry. The foreigners come in. Oh, come on into the mousetrap. Come on into the roaches come in, they don't get out, but you're not leaving. Yeah! Yeah, that's why they got Border Patrol all the way up in San Antonio now, pulling families over. They don't stop illegal aliens. We're the feds, and we're here to search your car. Why are you here? Because the TSA inspector said so. You want to be slaves? You're getting front row seats to it. And here come the little switchblade drones the police departments are going to get. With gas, grenades, 12 gauges, here come the switchblades. all your money to build a giant army against you, because the Pentagon's been told, and NATO announced earlier this week, they now openly work for the New World Order. Our military is no longer ours. It has publicly, without even an issue being raised, the Joint Chiefs, the chairman, the SecDef, Obama said, we get our orders from the United Nations and NATO, and we don't come to you for a jack squat. Now sit there and do your insider trading and have sex with your prostitutes and your pages, Congress. Shut up! We have all the dirt on you, filth! Shut up! And they're like, yes, sir! And that's the end of it. The question now is the military and police wake up? The military, sure, they gave Ron Paul most of their contributions. Sure, they're awake. A lot of cops are awake. They're not total criminal thugs. I don't know. I mean, and let me tell you, everything's going to be destroyed. This is the plan. They've already cut 40% of our wealth in 5 years since 07, 08, and they plan another 40%, and they're going to take it all. And people are going to be thankful for what they get. The poorer they get, the more they're going to beg to the government. And you're going to get used to the drone flying by and watching you right out of they live. Hello there, my little friend. Mommy don't like tattletales. Well, mommy does like tattletales and land of the coward, home of the slaves. So it is an amazing time to see all this happen. You know, I kind of went off on a rant yesterday, or was it Sunday, about every time they have the Republic of Texas biker rally in Austin, over 100,000 bikers come to the town of a million people. And they had, what, 4 deaths over the weekend? And some city people said, ban the rot rally because of the deaths. No, you bring in 100,000 people. You know, that's freedom. They don't want to wear helmets. They want to be idiots. They want to do that. That's their issue. What I don't like is most of the motorcycle folks are nice people. But a lot of them, they say it's like Sodom and Gomorrah down at the convention center. You know, sex in the open, fights, everything else. And it's left alone because the cops are intimidated by a bigger gang. And it's mob psychology. That's why most militaries end up raping, killing, slaughtering women, children for fun. A lot of our military did in World War II. George Washington, there was almost none of it because he would hang you for the smallest infraction. That was one reason we ended up winning. The British were raping, killing, you know, burning down churches. Washington understood, he was also very moral, that was a big no-no, and that's how you lose the hearts and minds. So if you did anything like even grab on a woman, he just had a on-the-spot court-martial, and they strung you up. In fact, in military historians will tell you, even foreign ones, that that was one of the only militaries and periods where there was almost no massacres or rapes or lootings. Because George Washington would kill you if you did. It wasn't a debate about it. They would hang you or shoot you right there on the spot. But this is mob psychology. And so I've been at a motorcycle rally just because I was at the South Padre Island area when one was going on, and they were running around acting tough and bugging their eyes out and driving up with their motorcycles, acting like they were going to run into my kids. I don't claim to be a tough guy, but you menace my 3-year-old. I mean, I'm ready to kill you. I mean, I'm going to break your neck, buddy. I mean, you're about to get assaulted, and I mean viciously. And I mean, because I'm normal, folks. I'm like a dog. You attack my puppy, I'm going after you. I mean, I'm like a raccoon. I mean, I'm just normal. I'm still wired straight ahead. And I watch it's like police. That's why the average cop is nice. They've done studies. But they get them in black uniforms. They put masks on to take their anonymity. I mean, to give them anonymity. Mexico has it. Russia has it. They'll do horrible things when dressed up like Darth Vader and at night and let's go find somebody to beat up because we're all dressed up like this and people do horrible things. That's why executioners wear black masks to hide their identity. So you know, these motorcyclists and their outfits and all the different gangs and groups, and they're all there. And I take my children. My dad heard the story and was disturbed by it. I was just being honest about how I felt. I was going into, you know, absolute assault mode. And I'm walking with my 3 children to take them in to eat at a pizza place. They asked to go to the mall and eat the pizza place. And to go to the Lego store. And every few months I take them to do that. And we're going in, and I'm walking along the sidewalk, along the side of the mall, going into California Pizza Kitchen. And a guy all the way on the other side at the big entrance has his bike parked illegally up on the sidewalk. I was thinking, oh, that's a cool-looking bike. I like those style of the bars are straight, more that old-fashioned look. and he fires it up, and he looks down the sidewalk, and there's ramps where people walk up right by him, and he looks at me, and he sees my kids, and he revs it up and comes right at us, and I started pushing him aside and was thinking, okay, control yourself, just push him up against the side of the wall. And I was just making the decision. I can't help it though. I'm gonna jump on him though. And then the split second calculation's happening. You can get hurt. Then your kids are left at the mall. And so I'm right at that point of my computer, my brain making the decision. And he cuts off and runs down an embankment 15 feet in front of me. And I just thought of what type of person sees a man with children and thinks that's a weak person and thinks someone with children is weak and not tough because I wasn't wearing black leather and strutting around, all day, and then wants to menace somebody. I mean, it was just like, and it was very stressful because I had to go through, okay, this guy's looking right at me. He's rushing probably 50 miles an hour in a matter of seconds. Shoots past us and just roars down, almost hitting cars coming around the corner. I mean, this guy, and again, four of them, what is it, four I heard today? Four of these people died. One of them ran off an embankment down off a Mixmaster and fell 40 feet to their death. I mean, these are just crazy people. And my point is they'll risk their lives to run around acting tough in a big mob psychology gang, but they would not risk their lives to fight tyranny. And in a way, I thought, well, at least they're out there risking their lives and being wild. I mean, at least they're not totally domesticated. So I was having a love-hate relationship in my thought process about these people. And my dad, Sunday, we went to dinner with the kids after the radio show. And he's like, I wish you wouldn't talk about killing people on air. And I was just being honest that I was going into kill mode. I mean, and people say, well, that's radical. That's bad. I mean, these people shouldn't be menacing children. I mean, in the old days, folks, you would have gotten, dealt with for that. And as he drove off, almost killed himself, I was going to yell something, and I just didn't, because he was already gone. I thought, well, that guy, that idiot will just kill himself. And I'm always seeing these signs about look for bikes, be nice to the motorcycles, be nice to the, the regular bike riders. And the bike riders are pulling out in front of you. The motorcycle people are pulling out in front of you. They drive through the middle of the lanes when you're in traffic, almost killing themselves. No, motorcycle riders need to get their act together. I mean, I'm tired of men bugging their eyes out at me. I'm tired. And the problem is somebody knows my life. I'll go, okay, let's go ahead and have a fight then, punk. And then people back off. It's like, what did you want? You wanted to go ahead and start a fight with somebody? And then if they respond back, you back off because you weren't really looking for a fight. You were looking to act tough and have a fake victory over some coward. I mean, I just cannot believe how weak people are, how pathetic they are. I mean, if I ever got off on menacing children, I would never commit suicide, but I mean, I would go jump off a cliff. I mean, if I ever became someone who wanted to menace children and whoever wanted to have power over weak people and whoever wanted people at my mercy, I just don't understand it. I just cannot imagine people like that. I cannot even begin to understand it. But that's mob psychology. That's getting in a crazed mode. I mean, born in the Bilderbergs, I got in a crazed mode a few times. It felt really good. But I was in control of it. I knew that's what these instincts are for. It was meant to let them know we're aware of them, we're angry, we're upset with them. Where does Rockefeller didn't go? He's super ill. A bunch of big names didn't go. Bilderberg's almost dead politically. So big victory on that front. It's just that we're under such globalist assault. How do I get all these men that think it's manly to wear sports team hats and outfits? It's manly to ride a motorcycle. It's manly to stick their chest out at the swim meet and walk around with their big muscles. I mean, those big muscles are for defending women and children. They're not for strutting around acting tough like you're a rooster in a barnyard. Humans are supposed to be different. And the globalists, they are scientists. They study us like they're another species. They say that in their own words. And sit there punching our buttons. and absolutely gaming the 99% of people. I'm even gamed. I shouldn't be upset about Rand Paul and Ron Paul doing a political thing. They've been overall useful to liberty. You know, the fact that they've gotten so big and didn't use that to try to really keep having an effect, but kind of instead think they can take over the Republican Party, it's a miscalculation, but it doesn't matter. Compared to genetic engineering, world government, the drones, the police state, the checkpoints, it isn't about them. It shouldn't be about them. They could be killed, imprisoned, set up, destroyed. It's about an idea that all of us share for liberty that isn't going anywhere. So I handled the Ron Paul thing the way I handled it. It's not a mistake. It's not a victory. It's a process of working it out. I never even got to this. I'll get to it later if I have time where people are told, grow up and realize we've got to be political. We got to where we are because we compromise. Got big TSA news, big drone news. I'm going to get into the TSA news when we come back. Then I'm getting into drone news. Then I'm getting in to carbon tax news.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself that I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Sun is going to burn into a cinder before we ever pass this way again. Turn this part up. It's great poetry by Willie Nelson. And we're going to ride.
And we're going to ride.
right. That's Johnny Cash.
Ride like a one-eyed jack of diamonds.
And then coming up, Waylon Jennings. God bless his soul. Oh, I got to load both the Highwaymen up on my iPad or iPod. I never have time to listen to music. I don't even know if I have an iPad anymore. One of those little, whatever you call them, iPods. Barrel, barrel, barrel. That is some good stuff right there. You know, I'm sorry. I'm just here ranting. I just want freedom. I know you want freedom. What do we do about it? How do we turn the tide against this total giant arms buildup takeover of our society by a bunch of criminals? This article is from Natural News. J.D. Hayes is up at Infowars.com. Congresswoman lashes out at TSA for hiring pedophiles and child pornographers. She first came out a few weeks ago. She's done it again. Never an agency that does much to clear its bad name and terrible reputation for hiring some of the worst dregs of society, all while failing regularly to live up to its purpose for existing. They're receiving fresh criticism from Tennessee Congresswoman over its hiring of pedophiles and child molesters. Yeah, every day or two I see articles about it. And an extremely critical report, Representative Marsha Blackburn, I want to get her on, by the way, guys, listed 50 crimes that have been committed by TSA agents. Well, there's a lot more than 50. And it goes on, just at the Nashville airport, they get into all the things they've been doing. And the thing is, they target congresspeople. Once they know you've criticized them, they try to hurt you physically. They go in, you know, Miss USA's pants. I mean, this is going on. And we have a clip of a woman who'd just been grabbed on, freaking out, calling police, but police came after her. You know, you're going to let people break the law, get out of their jurisdiction. They're not even police, do this to you, or you're going to go to jail. We're going to go in your pants. We're going to grab your breast. We're going to take your shirt off in front of people. We're going to take you to a back room and rip your colostomy bag off. Here it is, Daily Mail. She molested me. Somebody help me. Woman passenger cries for help at airport security after invasive search by female TSA agent. Yeah, what makes it okay that it's same sex? It's almost worse that it's, you know, men that want to touch on you. I mean, I don't care if you look like a supermodel. I don't want some woman I don't know touching on me. You know, I'm grown past college days where, you know, just period, I was looking for women today. I mean, you know, it's a big deal. I'm married. You know, it's a big deal. You know, this is for having children. This is not for you to get your jollies off on. But in fact, let's go ahead and play some of this tape. Here it is, a familiar sound that we've learned to hear from these abusers.
I'm a police officer now. Police officer,
nobody's going to help you, lady.
They just molested me.
Take a cancer shot. Drink some fluoride. Look at those TSA morons.
Somebody help me.
Nobody's going to help you, lady. Switchblade drones are coming. That's enough. I'm just glad that the switchblade drones are coming and the Google admits they're NSA stealing your data codes illegally and the banks admit they bring in the drugs and they run the narcotics and they admit they want world government and they admit in Europe they're setting up checkpoints to take your bank accounts. Good. To quote Han Solo, I'd rather a straight-on fight than all this sneaking around. Oh, man. I mean, you know what? Let's just get it out in the open. And coming up, another drone crashes, and they announce the switchblades are coming. Little attack killer drones for you and your family. Paid for by you and your family. But the illegal aliens are above the law. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.